Yeah, well, we're obviously racing on a good track, and we'll see a bit of that during the summer or the winter months, with hopefully even like summer tracks. So it's quite often a different pool of horses. I think the Warrnambool form lines will be pretty strongly to the fore today.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the first. This is a maiden over 2,000 where you can take out the one. We've got number two, Casa Rossa at 270. Three Count Zero, 240. Roland Garros at four. Turnpike is at $8.
Yeah, there's three horses with the form that indicates they're going to break a maiden status sometime soon. I'm with the Warrnambool form line of number three, Count Zero. I think stepping up to 2,000 metres here is going to suit. He was pretty good behind Big Bad Baz in one of the good maidens at Warrnambool during the carnival. Big Bad Baz has run okay in a stronger race at Sandown, and Bianco Nuvo came out of that race to run pretty well also. So I think it's the right race for Count Zero, and keen on him three. Head of five, Roland Garros. He's getting fitter, and the step up in distance suits. He was okay to the line behind Capizina last start at Sale and Enunciate. The step up in distance should suit. Maybe it's going to suit Casa Rossa. Certainly the blinkers applied made a bit of a difference last start, and getting up in distance could suit. Son of Testa Rossa, and a gap to number six, Turnpike, might be next best. Keen on three, head of five, two and six.
Three from 5-2-6. We go to the second. Three-year-old maiden over the 1,200. We've got number one, Anything's Possible, at four. Fulton Street is at 220, the favourite, having been placed first up, down to $4 for Conconi. DeLittle Star is an $8 chance.
I'd like to have seen a jump out of Conconi to see how he's going. I think he's run well in maidens of some depth, and he's resuming here. Him and Fulton Street are the most experienced horses in the race. I'm going to go with Conconi. Without a lot of confidence, we can probably work around numbers 4, 1 and 2 here, but I'm going to go with 4, Conconi. And if anything's possible, recent jump out, rode the speed and gave a kick for the Weir stable, got an inside draw and looks to have a degree of tactical speed on limited exposure that I've seen. Fulton Street certainly in the mix, and the step up to 1,200 metres suits. I just thought it was a little bit under the odds, and three, Mr Ward, who's got the blinkers on for the debut and probably get over further, but was stronger the line in a recent trial. 4, 1, 2, 3.
4 from 1, 2 and 3. Third race is over 1,100. Now you can take out 2 and 14. We've got number one, Amusing Magnus at 7, down to 380 for Lukey D. Smoky Aura is at 6. First starter is Lizzie May at $4.80. Yulong February at 6.50 and Turak Tiger at $4.60.
Number 11, Yulong February's trimmed up as the morning's gone on. I still think there's a bit of value about that price start. Wouldn't be surprised to see him start a bit shorter. He was wide and working last start, had no chance there. Then a strong race at Caulfield the start before. I thought the debut run was good. So we're seeing the two-year-olds blend into these maidens at this time of year. And I thought now from a much more favourable draw, Linda Meach aboard for Kieran Maher, Yulong February was a bit of value. Just get somewhere near the speed and be hard to beat. Love the recent trial of number 12, Turak Tiger. I could have a bit of a two-bet play here with numbers 11 and 12. 9, Lizzie May. A couple of jump-outs I've seen. One was very quiet out the back and then seemed to learn a bit from that and a bit more intent in a recent jump-out last week. Was able to get closer to the speed and run quite well. And 6, Lukey D. I would have promoted him bar for the barrier draw. He's just going to need a little bit of luck to slot in from out there. 11, 12, 9, 6.
11 from 12, 9 and 6. We have a look at the fourth, the maiden 1,400. Takeout runners 4, 16 and the 17. Here we see the 9, Westham at $5. 2.50 for Escaday favourite. 6.50 for Vasori.
Weir and Yendall, no surprise that they're going to combine with some well-fancied runners today. And I think it could be the day for Escaday. I was with her last start at a bit of value. She managed to finished on the heels of the place getters at an each-way price, but I think today up to 1,400 metres from a good draw in a race that looks to lack much depth, although stablemate could be a challenger. I'm pretty keen on Escaday, number 12. Ahead of 15, Vasori, who gets onto drier ground here. I'm sure that's a positive. We'll need some luck from the draw, as will the stablemate from the top selection. Westham, who was good through the line at two runs to date, 1,400 metres, looks to suit. Those runs have been better than they appear on paper. And certainly getting out to 1,400 metres should suit Hopsing, who gets a tongue tie on. 12, 15, 9, 3.
12 from 15, 9 and 3 in race number 4. We go to race 5, first leg of the quaddie over 2,000. Take out runners 1 and 2. Number 3, Amarissa at 3.20. Skilled Assassin at $1.75. Sweet Lullaby is at $8.50. $6.50 for Sudden Moment.
Skinny start to the quaddie, Nardza. You probably need numbers 3 and 4, but it's an irresistible form line for Skilled Assassin. You've just got to trust him to be able to run the 2,000 metres. And he's only won one from 14, doesn't have a great running strike rate, but gets to a benchmark 58 here after chasing Lucky for All and Heavenly Thought in a benchmark 64 during the Warrnambool Carnival. They've both won well since. It's just an irresistible form line for this grade. Not badly treated with the claim for Skilled Assassin, the obvious on top. Amarissa was very well ridden last start by Jack Hill to get the money at Kilmore. Really stuck to the right part of the track, but she was strong late. Getting up in distance should suit. Five Sweet Lullaby first up for the new stable. Been schooling and trialling to get fit for this, but you would think she'd improve with the run under the belt and a gap to six sudden moment next best. 4, 3, 5, 6.
So 4 from 3, 5, 6 in race number 5. We now head over to race 6, and here can take out 3, 13 and also 14. 1, Bramavi Equiata is at 5. Then you're looking at $1.80 for Saxophone. Aussie Bob's at $4.20 and Longer Odds the others.
Mark Young really seems to have pegged Saxophone as a sprinter now, early days, and in his Godolphin days. He looked like a horse that would be a 1,600 metre horse, but he seems to appreciate being kept to these shorter trips. Another one with the Warrnambool form line, and comes to an easier race here from a benchmark 64 at Warrnambool behind Manhattan Spirit. And I think clearly the one to beat, as the market suggests, 2 ahead of 1. Bramavi Equiata, you'd have a good handle on that form, Nance, from Narra Court and Murray Bridge. The last couple, ride the speed, give a sight, won't have to do any work to get there from the draw. Another one with South Australian form, a bit harder to line up through Port Augusta, but Aussie Bob seems to be going well this preparation, probably as good as he's gone in his career to date. And 6, Sierra Dora, fitter for one run back from a spell. 2, 1, 4, 6.
2 from 1, 4, 6. Well, the 7th is a 64-1200, and you can take out runners 8, 10 and also the 12. Now, the ones in the market in a fairly open race, number 1, Lord Smedley at 5, 4.20 for Lagerfeld, 4.60 Jittery Jack, and then you've got Azzurro Bianco, who's at $5.
It is an even race, no, but I agree. And Lagerfeld will need some luck from the draw, but all the runs to date, there has been some merit. Linda Meach and Kieran Mark combining again. I'm going to go with Lagerfeld, but, well, we'll need some early luck from the draw. 6 ahead of 13, Azzurro Bianco, who gets into this race in an emergency, and comes through a pretty solidly run race for that grade last start, so that would stand Azzurro Bianco in good stead here. Third up would be getting fitter. 9, Jittery Jack, the Salence form line from that run 2 starts back's encouraging and flying under the radar a bit from a low-profile stable, but merit in all 3 runs today. And 1, Lord Smedley, drawn to just tuck in behind the speed and chime in at the right time. Even race, 6, 13, 9, 1.
6 from 13, 9, 1. And then to the last, over 1,300, take out runners 3, 10, 14, 15, and also number 17, we've got number 2, Curra King at 9, 4.60 Duke of Nottingham, Gin Atomic at $3, 7 for Misty C. Archway to Heaven is an $8 chance, and the others are all at bigger odds.
There's been good support this morning for Gin Atomic, and I'm with her. I thought her first up run was good. She covered ground. She was still good to the line. She'll get a much more economical run today and fit her with that run under the belt, and I think from 1,100 to 1,300 metres, a nice progression for number 7, Gin Atomic. Duke of Nottingham is resuming here, appeared out of the fog in a recent barrier trial and seemed to be going okay. What we could see, Curra King's trialled up nicely to resume here, just the wide barriers, some concern, and for me becomes a trim-up leg of the quaddy, and 8, Misty C. Deep into a prep now with the blinkers going on for the Darren Weir stable, capable of improving. 7 and 6, then a gap to 2 and 8.
So 7 from 6, 2 and 8. And what about a best roughy quaddie in your play of the day, Mildura, Warren?
I think we can get the money in the first with race 1, number 3, Count Zero, as the best. Nards and race 3, number 11, Yulong February, has trimmed up, but still value around about the 650 we mentioned on the run through. For the quaddie, first league 3 and 4, second league 1, 2 and 4, third league 1, 6, 9 and 13, and home with numbers 6 and 7. So a pretty skinny quaddie today, and a play of the day with my value in race 3, number 11, Yulong February. I'm going to pay trifectas and first fours and box them up in that race, race 3, with numbers 6, 9, 11 and 12.
Great, Warren. We'll talk tomorrow. Good luck today.
Thanks, Nat.